This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. It's time now for our weekly South American weather and crop update. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Heat and dryness have stuck around in Brazil, and those temperatures in particular are raising concerns for the next crop. Ben Breisch of Allendale gave an update on the latest weather patterns in South America.
So the weather down in South America is still the same. There's been no major updates from about a week or two ago, when we are still seeing dryness and heat in the outlook there. And right now, you could be seeing some rain potentially to come change that, but it's still so far out there that it doesn't really hold much weight as to right now if that's going to be hitting or not, especially as they're heading into planting. A lot of eyes are focused on what this temperature looks like as they start putting some stuff in the ground.
Since the soil in South America is much different than what we have here, farmers in Brazil are going to need significant amounts of rain for the next crop.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is still a rainforest down there in Brazil and Argentina. So they typically do get more rain than what we usually see up here. And even a slight change from that, even though it may look like a lot of rain, if that's not what they typically get or what their average is over the past few years, that could have a big impact on things in the market. And I think that market activity today, especially with us being up a little bit so far to start off the month, a lot of that has to do with those forecasts. And those forecasts are still showing a lack of rain and more dryness, potential drought conditions down there. That could be something that this market is looking at, especially the funds holding such major short positions in our markets right now.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.